The death of Hugo Chavez, Venezuela's bombastic and charismatic president, has left that country sharply divided. His hand-picked successor, Nicolas Maduro, took over. He won a snap election, which gave the ruling party 6 more years. But Maduro's victory was slim. Nearly half the country supported his opponent, and that creates instability in one of the world's great oil powers. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Caracas on the uncertainty about Venezuela's future.
It's become a nightly cacophony. Venezuelans in cities and towns nationwide banging pots and pans and banging them hard. It's the most popular form of anti-government protest, and it's been going on ever since Nicolas Maduro was elected president by a whisker, succeeding his boss, Hugo Chavez. The vote, in fact, was so tight that the opposition believes its candidate, Enrique Capriles, won. So people hit the streets when the Electoral Council, which is allied with the government, ruled against a recount. They were people like Rafael Colmenares. He's not only demanding change, but says he's worried about the antagonisms in his country.
Cada vez más polarizado, pero por culpa del mismo gobierno.
We're more polarized than ever, he says, and it's the hate that's damaged the country. He says it's hate generated by the government. Not so fast, says Ismer Mota, who supports the government. They're looking for an excuse, says Mota, saying the protesters are part of a plot to destabilize the government. The divide represented by these two ordinary Venezuelans has been apparent for years, but under Chavez, the government still had a solid majority of supporters. That's changed, says Capriles, the opposition leader. He took 7.3 million votes, 49% of the electorate.
Aquí no hay una mayoría. Aquí hay dos mitades en el país.
There's no majority here, Capriles says. Here there are two halves. The newly inaugurated president, Maduro, seems to be doing little to bridge the divide. He has heaped scorn on his adversaries, even at his swearing-in, where he characterized his foes as Nazis who might swarm across South America.
Fascista, que se disfraza, pero que tiene intenciones.
Fascist, he calls his foes, who disguise themselves but have evil intentions against our people and the people across the continent. In the wake of the protests, the government is now permitting an audit of 46% of the vote. But Venezuela remains tense, and psychologist Gilberto Arana Sierra Alta is worried. He's head of the Venezuelan Society of Psychological Health, and he says the polarization means Venezuelans have no respect for each other.
La percepción es que eres mi enemigo.
People treat each other as enemies, he says, discrediting each other by calling each other names. The bitter debates have separated families and co-workers. It's especially pronounced in the National Assembly. On a recent day, opposition lawmaker Maria Corina Machado said the Cuban government, which is close to Maduro, helped cover up voting irregularities. Tania Diaz from the ruling party answered by calling Machado a coward, irresponsible, criminal, scoundrel. The acrimony is getting to people, like Jose Duarte. He owns a small, busy grocery store and wants nothing to do with angry debates. Until recently, customers in his store would hold heated political discussions. They'd yell, shove, and on one occasion even spit on each other. So Duarte put up signs banning talk of politics. They're near the register, the meat section, and over by the cheese. And now I'm in the fruit section, and there's another sign, prohibited to talk about politics. I'm going to try to talk politics, though. I have the owner's permission. Mario Paez, 63, a shopper, remembered the days when people from different political parties could still go out for dinner.
No pueden discutir de política.
You just can't talk politics. He says the country is simply split in two. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Caracas.